Welcome to the California Businesses on the Rise show. I'm Gustavo Tapia, co-founder of Hype Digital and owner of Hype Digital San Francisco. We impact people's lives by empowering them to reach their goals by growing their authority and helping them network with other business owners. Stick around to the end of the show. We'll reveal how you can be our next guest on one of the fastest growing daily inspirational podcasts.
Thanks so much, guys, for tuning in to California Business on the Rise podcast. This is your host, Romina, and today we actually have an amazing story to share with you guys. Our guest is George Graham. Hi, George. How are you today?
Hey, how's it going? I'm doing great.
Absolutely. Well, first and foremost, I definitely want to pass on the mic to you because you actually have the patient partner business, which you are a co-founder. I mean, what you guys are doing, it's really amazing. So let the audience know who you are, a little bit more about you, and what is the business about? Tell us all about it.
Yeah, absolutely. So I guess the best way for me to kind of explain how I got to where I am is to kind of share a little bit more about like my background. So prior to starting Patient Partner, I was actually a medical device rep. So, you know, as a device rep, I pretty much lived in the operating room for my whole career. And I helped out physicians and doctors and surgeons from a variety of different specialties, you know, making sure that they're putting products in properly, making sure the case was going smoothly. And I saw this, what I thought was a pretty large opportunity to really help patients along, you know, their surgical journey by offering support. You know, I saw a lot of patients getting wheeled into the operating room and they still had a ton of questions. They're asking doctors the questions as they're getting walked in. And, you know, it kind of like rang a bell for me, like, why don't patients have the support they need? And that's where I kind of teamed up with my co-founder, Patrick. He kind of comes from the technology and you know, consumer side. And I basically brought this idea of like, hey, how can we support patients in the preoperative setting and really kind of help them go through this surgical journey? And that's kind of where Patient Partner really began, is creating this, you know, platform in which patients can connect with one another and learn what that surgical journey is through somebody who's already gone through it. And so basically it's this really great support network where patients can learn from one another and really kind of create this bond with patients who have already gone through it.
Yeah, I mean, absolutely. I actually had, and I can relate to that actually a lot, because unfortunately I was in a car accident that had to have a back surgery. My L4, L5 was a whole fun surgery, which I had to mentally prepare myself, but I did not have such a guidance for somebody to say like, hey, I've gone through that. For example, this is what you kind of have to set yourself up for. And especially with the doctors that you have to sometimes wait, you know, wait like 3 weeks or a month or 2 months to set up that appointment. Such services is absolutely very beneficial, which I'm happy it's out there. And do you guys service North America? What is the region that you guys offer the services?
Yeah, so we're headquartered in San Diego, and we really kind of started in the Southern California region. So we launched Patient Partner in San Diego, Los Angeles, and kind of like all the metro parts of Los Angeles. And since then, we've like the adoption has been incredible. I mean, we've grown incredibly fast to the point where we actually just expanded to Phoenix. We're going to be going into the Las Vegas market. And in addition, Dallas. So we're going to go into Texas as well. So we're kind of starting in our backyard and then slowly growing and we're growing through more patient partners, more surgeons, you know, more new patients wanting to learn. And we're doing that from kind of where our hub is. And now we're starting to expand out.
That's amazing. And what is the process that you guys follow? Because of course you have to, you know, you have HIPAA, you have so many laws that you cannot just, you know, open everybody's medical records. What is the process that you guys also access the support from previous patients that would be able to help the current patients with the resources?
Yeah, absolutely. So this is kind of the most surprising aspect of our business is the altruism in healthcare is unmatched in any other industry. You know, when we launched Patient Partner and we started going in these, you know, in the cities that we're in, we had a ton of patients come to us and essentially raise their hand saying, hey, I had this procedure. I want to give back and I want to help. And so it's all through volunteer. And you know, we have our legal team that takes care of the HIPAA compliance and the HIPAA release aspect of it. But these patients are willingly and knowingly wanting to give up their privacy from a healthcare perspective because they want to help out the patient that they once were. You know what I mean? You know, the somebody that's was in their shoes a couple years ago, and they can really help them and guide them along this journey.
So there's a lot there emotionally, because you know what it is like to be in that position, especially if you do not have the resources before. Now, I know it's a part of the medical field. And as we know, 2020, I say it all the time, it's like a year on steroids. I feel like we had 5 years condensed in one. It was a journey on its own. But tell me a little bit, how did 2020 affect your guys' business to begin with? Because it's not just the general medical issues that somebody might have, but you add the 2020 in the equation. How did that affect your guys' business?
Yeah, no, it's a great question. So you know, when COVID kind of hit, we were like, oh man, like, is this really going to have this like pretty detrimental effect on our business? Because for the most part, elective surgeries were postponed or canceled throughout the country. But what we didn't realize is kind of like this, the side effect or the after effect of what that does. And so we had a ton more opportunity to go and connect with more doctors. So we grew our doctor network, and we really grew that aspect of our business. And then in addition, all eyes were kind of on healthcare. You know, everybody was concerned about, you know, what's going on with their body. And so all of those patients that ended up getting their surgery postponed, they spent a ton more time researching. And so we had this incredible, you know, growth from a new patient perspective, because they now have all this time. You know, some patients some of the patients were working from home or furloughed, whatever it was. And so they had all this free time on their hands, and they kind of went and took ownership of their healthcare needs. And we saw this incredible growth opportunity, and we expanded 3, 4, 5 times what we really thought we were going to be doing in this year. So it ended up being, you know, kind of a blessing for our business. Even though how sad the COVID aspect was, but from a healthcare awareness standpoint, it grew rapidly, and it really kind of helped patient partner move very, very quickly.
So the overload, like the business growth, of course, comes with obstacles as well. That sometimes, you know, because you have, like you said, you guys grew so fast, so the resources are not always there. What did you guys do to make sure that you always stayed on top of it too? Because it seems that some businesses grew during COVID and some businesses failed or just stay stagnant, but you guys were in the good aspect of it. But how did you strategize your business to make sure that you maintain, you know, that growth continuity and you are there for the client?
Yeah, no, that's, I keep saying, you know, the COVID aspect of what happened. I mean, it really made everybody kind of look at healthcare and look at digital alternatives. You know, telemedicine went through the roof. You know, all of these doctors' offices, all of these patients were still trying to maintain their business. And what they all did is look towards digital solutions. And so we kind of fit that, you know, that definition perfectly. And so everybody from hospital systems to private practice physicians to, you know, even industry were coming to us saying, hey, how can we play a role in patient partner? And how can we use you guys to really help, you know, the patients that are currently out there that are being postponed or whatever it is, and maintain people, you know, their motivation to continue on or the support they need if they're in a tremendous, tremendous amount of pain. And, you know, we as a business, we really took that and leverage that you know, demand from a digital aspect. And it really, you know, it's one of those things where healthcare was like such a stagnant industry, and people were trying to implement more technology and it wasn't necessarily super effective. But COVID had to absolutely expedite that. And everybody in the healthcare sector realized that you need some sort of digital solution to maintain. And so that's kind of how we fit in, and it ended up being such a blessing for patient partner.
Absolutely. I mean, you also did mention telemedicine, which has been around for years and people are not aware. And sometimes it comes standards, even with the insurance packages, and people are not even aware that they don't have to wait a couple of days to go see the doctor to even get antibiotics or, you know, get those cold medicine like right away where you can do it right from your phone. So again, COVID helped us in a lot of ways to expose a lot of, you know, the customer base to the options that were always out there. They just were not aware of it. Now, I know, and I'm sure you run into multiple situations, multiple patients with everybody has their own, you know, unique story. Is there one that you can pick up that definitely just kind of highlights it and it just makes you feel very fulfilled knowing like everything that you do, how it helps them? Any stories that you can share with us? Because I always love good testimonials and love happy stories too.
Yeah, we actually had this incredible story that came to us. And it was, you know, when we launched Patient Partner here in San Diego, we launched with orthopedics. So a lot of joint and hip replacement. Since then we've branched into other specialties like bariatrics and whatnot. But the one that comes to mind was an incredible story. So we had a patient partner come, you know, elect to say, hey, I wanted to become a patient partner. And through the onboarding process of the patient partner, because there is a vetting process that we have to do, we learned that she was also an operating room nurse here at one of the local hospitals. And we're like, wow, what a cool dynamic to add to a patient partner. And, you know, we were able to connect her with several patients. And one of the patients ended up, you know, they're needing a knee replacement and they wanted to talk with this patient partner. And they ended up the day of surgery, look who was the OR nurse for this patient was the patient partner. And so,
and that was completely by accident.
By coincidence. Yes. And well, it was somewhat coincidence, you know, it was like, oh, day of surgery. And it's like, wait, I know her, you know, and like, I want to be on her case. And that's kind of how it happened. And so in pre-op, they took all these photos together, you know, post-op, they took all these photos. And the relationship has been maintained even after the fact. And we see that a lot with patient partners is that, you know, when you're there for somebody in a time of need, that relationship and that bond is incredible. And that was just such a special moment for us as a company. You know, we were pretty, that was a new thing for us in orthopedics. And it was like one of those like inspiring stories. And it kind of like shows like, hey, we do. I mean, I feel really honored to kind of present this opportunity for incoming patients. And hearing stories like this is like really the reason why we created Patient Partner, is giving support to patients that are really lonely or really scared. And to the point where, hey, like what a cool connection. Like, you know, you meet somebody randomly off of a platform app and then they just, lo and behold, they're in the operating room with you and there to support you. So that was like an incredible story that definitely sticks with me.
I love it. And like I mentioned earlier, I had a surgery myself and I know and those moments too, whenever you're going through, you know, mentally, financially, physically, because it's a lot that goes on, especially if you're young or you're like, I remember like somebody, like they're like, do you have a wheel? And I was like, wait, what? Why do I need a wheel to go under the OR? Like what's happening? There's so much that we don't talk about, and having that person kind of help you through everything. And I cannot even imagine like to have that person and that person to be on my pre-operation room it feels like a friend. And even when you go under anesthesia or whatever it is, you will have a peace of mind that you're okay. Because a lot of patients also, on a survey that I read recently, their heart rate goes up a lot whenever they're right about to go to the operation room, because all those nerves they've been hiding, they just start popping up a lot. So it's really amazing what you guys are doing. Now, from the mission and the vision perspective, I can totally see your vision and I'm totally behind it. But I also want to move into the business perspective of it, because you jumped in from being an employee to being a boss. Did you create an access strategy for it? Can you walk us through a little bit? How did you guys build a business from the ground up?
Yeah, I mean, that's a long story. So, you know, when this idea came to me, you know, Patrick and I, again, he was actually in real estate at the time, working for a real estate brokerage called Compass, which is a pretty big, and he was one that kind of started Southern California. And I was like, hey, like, and Patrick and I have been good friends for probably since second grade. And I was like, hey, like, I have this incredible idea. And I went driving to his house, and like we were up until like, I don't know, in the wee hours of the day. And he had this big 8-foot whiteboard, and we're like mapping out what patient partner could be. And you know, we're like, you know, that was in 2017. We're like, okay, like I think we're onto something. I think we're, you know, and you know, we basically we keep our day jobs because we had to maintain our lives, and you know, I have a family and all that stuff. So And we just incrementally like, okay, let's keep adding to this. You know, I think we pivoted 6 times trying to figure out the business model and figuring out how we can maintain, you know, this unbiased patient first aspect while in addition, making sure that we can run a profitable business. And that's kind of where all of these pivots ended up coming into play. And we finally landed on Patient Partner, what it is today, probably in the middle to late 2019. And basically that's when we started like, okay, we got something, we got traction, we got buy-in from all, you know, patients, surgeons, industry, hospitals. And then we went and raised money. And so we went and, you know, we actually signed a note March of 2020. So right when COVID hit. And our investors we got so blessed with our investors. Our investors are great and they really see the social impact and the social drive that we're trying to, you know, the vision of that. And so, yeah, I mean, from 2019 to where we are today, it's like, this is the business, you know, the business today, the way we actually make money and the way we stay afloat is we actually take Patient Partner and we embed it into surgeons' practices, essentially. So patient partners are, you know, people that have already been operated on from a certain physician. And basically they're like these representatives of these physicians. And it really what it is it's elevating the patient experience, you know, taking a patient that would otherwise just kind of be a number in the healthcare system and really giving them the extra comfort level and that extra layer of support that they do need. Cause you know, these surgeries are like a very, very, very big life moment for these patients. And so many healthcare systems and so many doctor's offices kind of treat it like an assembly line. And it's like, how can we bring this human element back into healthcare and really be there for patients where they really need it the most? And so, yeah, so today, like we go and we work with private practice physicians. We work with hospital systems. So the hospital system is really trying to boost the patient experience in, let's say, orthopedics or in, you know, spine, whatever it is. You know, we can build out Patient Partner for those aspects of the hospital. And then the last is we actually go to industry. So we give industry the ability to really sponsor these programs and sponsor Patient Partner in areas where, you know, otherwise would be ignored. So it's, you know, we're bringing together all of these players of healthcare and to an area where like everybody gets to win and succeed because you're giving patients the level of support and the level of care that they need to make educated healthcare decisions and to make sure that their journey they're going down, there's no surprises or there's no questions going unanswered and making sure that, you know, they feel completely comfortable during that process.
So a couple of things that I wanted to highlight from what you said you and Patrick pivoted the business multiple times. So for the entrepreneurs that are listening out there running a business, a lot of times they think that if you follow your plan, because sometimes we think our idea is the best idea out there. But if you follow a plan, sometimes you have to pivot and make adjustments in order for you to go further. So I hope the listeners are getting this message too, because it's absolutely very important. And another thing that I wanted to ask you, so you guys do all the preparation pre-surgery. How about post-surgery? Is that also a process that goes behind it as well to make sure, because you know, like the recovery phase and everything of that nature. Talk us about post-surgery wise.
Yeah. So, you know, we really focus on the pre-operative, the post-operative, you know, they've created this relationship with that patient partner. And we've seen multiple times where they stay in touch and they know, hey, I'm calling 2 months after surgery, I'm calling them, hey, like I'm having this weird pain or whatever it is and getting like those answers and the support that they need. But what I think is the most incredible aspect of patient partner is that you take somebody preoperatively and you get them, you know, you get them with a patient partner and you get them that support and that level of relationship with them. What we see is even after their surgery, these patients are then calling us saying, hey, I want to be a patient partner too. And so
because they saw the impact that it did for them.
It's creating this like this the community is like almost like self-building. Cause what ends up happening is like, hey, I want to be Dave for, you know, who is Dave for me. Right. I want to be that person for somebody else. Like I felt I got so much value out of connecting with somebody and, you know, having that support and that, you know, level of care. I want to give that to somebody else. And so, I mean, we're seeing that time and time again. So from the post-operative standpoint, we offer the patient partner aspect from a recovery perspective. But we're seeing majority of the patients actually coming in from a pre-operative perspective. But one of the things that I do think is incredibly cool that we do, and, you know, cause patient partners are not paid, you know, they don't have any sort of, you know, consideration for their time when they give it up. And so one of the, you know, this is a kind of like a business problem we were trying to solve, is like, hey, like we're asking for these random people to be giving up, you know, time of their day to take phone call or do a Zoom or whatever it is. And it's like, how can we give back to these patients? You know, it's an incredible thing that they're doing. So, you know, we were like, hey, we called a few patient partners, like, hey, we could pay you for taking the calls. And that almost kind of backfired on us. It was almost insulting, because they're like, hey, look, like, George, I'm doing this because I enjoy helping people. I'm not doing this to make money. Like, you know? And so what we decided is, we're like, okay, like we're totally missed the mark on that. How about this? Like, how about we're going to continue on this aspect of giving back? And so for every patient partner call that they take, we actually donate to a charity of their choice. So it's like this continuous loop of giving back that we as a company now get to take part of, that I think is so cool. And we donate to a variety of different foundations. And it is such a cool thing to write those checks, you know, knowing that a patient partner was there for somebody else, and then now we get to give back on their behalf. So that's an incredibly cool thing that we get to do.
That's amazing. And like, you guys, this is an audio podcast, but like, you can tell George's face is like so lit up, so full of energy. Like I'm loving this interview because you can totally see his passion behind the whole thing that he's doing. And I mean, it has a great mission, a great vision. It's also a returning cycle, you know, somehow someone is going to help somebody else. I love it. Before we jump to the last question, I did want to ask a couple of rapid questions just towards the business, because I definitely want, you know, just like you had an idea that it just, you know, a big baby is born and now it's helping, you know, thousands of people out there. If there is somebody out there, an entrepreneur that wants to start a business and has that spark of idea, what would be like one piece of advice that you can give to them?
Oh man, piece of advice. So I would tell people this is like, there's going to be a ton of people out there that doubt anything that you put out there. And, you know, Patrick and I ran into several of these people. Hey, this is a stupid idea. Hey, this idea is not going to do anything. Don't waste your time. And if people listen to the doubters, there wouldn't be great innovations and great leaps in any field, in any industry. You know, for the most part, all of the things that we use today were doubted and were trampled on before they really started gaining traction. So I would tell people, like, hey, just because one or two people say this is a bad idea, that should not discourage you. You know, there is one aspect of looking at data. So that's something that we're big here. Like when we made all of these pivots, those five or six pivots, we looked at the data and what the data was telling us, what our customers were telling us, what patients were telling us. And we did make those tweaks. And we took it from a very, you know, non-egotistical, where it's like, hey, this was my idea. And this was my baby. And it's like, hey, that's fine. You know, I'm going to twist it, because if you do make changes, you don't know the impact that can give back to your customer or the people that you're trying to sell to. And then the last thing I would do, or last thing I would say is, you know, there's so many resources out there that are very minimal cost. And something that Patrick and I really took advantage of are, you know, platforms like Fiverr. I mean, we Fiverr so many things. And, you know, you're able to really optimize your efficiencies when you go and you find people that are really good at one aspect. And Fiverr, I think, is an incredible resource that people can tap into. And then the last thing I will say is, like, you know, Pat and I are really big on following, you know, almost like finding a mentor and following them. you can find a mentor, you know, personally, or you can follow them, you know, through like social media and understanding what they're doing. And I think that's incredibly important as an entrepreneur, is to make sure that you're treating yourself as somebody who's like really trying to bring innovation, and find a mentor that's doing that. And so you guys can, so people can get in that mindset of like, hey, these are the ways I should be thinking about things. And this is the perspective and the mindset and you know, really what I should be doing from my business perspective. So those are a handful of things that I think would be really great for the entrepreneurs out there.
I love it. I mean, that was, I said just one piece of advice to you guys, but you guys got multiple advices right there. And I mean, George highlighted some really important things, following a mentor, making sure that when you pivot those points, like, you know, you never know how the business is going to grow, or even just personally, even if you try something different, you never know how it's going to grow. And I love it because you guys' business stands on the grounds of with a future vision and being able to help others, because unfortunately in the business world, sometimes we see people jump into the business world because they want to generate more revenue, which is absolutely nothing wrong with it. But when you do have a core foundation and you do have a long vision, that's where that vision is going to drive you to do more and more. George, I love all you guys are doing. Can you let the audience know how they can connect with you, the website, and where can they find resources?
Yeah. Website is just patientpartner.com. If you or somebody you know is going to be going through an operation, like, feel free to send them our way. I mean, we're an absolutely free resource for patients, and we'd love to help anybody that's going through, you know, some sort of surgical intervention. It's a challenging, tough, emotional, I mean, everything that is really hard. That's basically goes into anything from an operating room perspective. And so we really want to be there for you. So feel free to come to Patient Partner, connect, you know, browse our patient partners, feel free to connect with one. We'll handle the whole meeting, and we want to make sure that you really get the support you need. Individually, I'm very active on LinkedIn. So if you can just LinkedIn, I'm just linkedin.com/George Graham. So feel free to connect with me. Drop me a note. You can also email me. My email is just george@patientpartner.com. I'm pretty religious on LinkedIn and email. So if you do send me a note, I more than likely will get back to you.
Perfect. And you guys email if you have questions, or maybe if you want to be one of the volunteers and you have a brilliant idea that you definitely want to give more to the community. Why not? I would love it. You know, I'm in Florida myself, so let's grow all the way to Florida. Why not? Coast to coast. George, thank you so much for being a part of the podcast. And for you, my dear listeners, make sure to tune in to our next episode. Hit that subscribe button wherever you are getting your podcast juice from. And until next episode, I hope you guys are having a fabulous time. Bye from Romina.
Gustavo here. Thank you so much for listening to California Businesses on the Rise. If you're a business owner who would like to be on this program, please visit hypedigital.com/podcast-California/apply. If you got something out of this interview, would you please share this episode on social media? Just do a quick screenshot with your phone and post it on the main social media platform you use. If you know someone that would be a great guest, tag them and let them know about the show, and include the hashtag California Businesses on the Rise. We are regularly putting out new episodes. To make sure you don't miss any, go ahead and subscribe. Any likes, ratings, and reviews go a long way to help promote the show and mean a lot to me and my team. Want to know more? Go to hypedigital.com/San-Francisco or follow me on LinkedIn. Thanks for listening. We look forward to seeing you again.